This is the Truth Network.
$150 billion plus dollar business industry. It's human trafficking. It's evil. It's dark. And a mighty man of God is doing something about it. We're going to call him Mark, and he has launched a new program called Lantern Rescue, Lighting the Way to Freedom. Mark, what got you into this? What drove this passion?
It really started with a personal calling. The Lord told me to whom much is given, much is required. And this particular, problem and issue, I saw it firsthand in the Middle East, in Iraq and Syria, children, girls, a lot of girls were being held captive against their will. And you first think, well, that just happens in a war zone. And then as I began to study and learn and travel other places and see that, this is an epidemic. This is everywhere. This crisis is happening in every single country that girls are being used as a commodity, and boys too. And, the Lord just laid on my heart, I had to do something about this.
Wow. And so God has opened this door for this ministry, Lantern Rescue, Lighting the Way to Freedom. And it's a Christ-centered ministry. You're trying to point people not just to freedom, but also to hope in Jesus. Maybe try to get these kids connected to a Christian orphanage or to get them connected to the Lord, right? He's the only one that can heal. I can't even imagine the wounds, the deep wounds in these children who've been exploited, been sold like animals, been abused in horrible ways.
Yeah, it's I've said this so many times to people, and I just want to make it really clear today. The healing process for these girls and the aftercare process is hearing about the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the bottom line. And people could argue with me on what type of therapy to use and what needs to be said and that, but I'm just going to tell you that if you see this victim hear the good news of the gospel and their acceptance of it, and I always marvel how they take this chance in their life to receive this good news. They embrace it, and man, it just restores their soul. I mean, their eyes, I see their eyes before, during the abuse, during the rescue and the raids, and then I see their eyes later, and it's a miracle, Stu. It's just a complete miracle.
Wow. Talk about literal spiritual warfare and literal physical warfare. Every time you go on a rescue, on a mission, you're putting yourself in harm's way. You're trusting the Lord. I mean, it's like these miracle stories I hear. I listened to your program, which is also a podcast, Lantern Rescue. My friend, I get tears. I get chills. And you've become really an advocate for stopping, ending this horrible human trafficking, but also exposing the truth about what's going on, not just in human trafficking, but there's a lot of fraud out there. There's a lot of people abusing the process that aren't really saving kids. They just throw up a sign, oh, I'm doing this ministry to get money, but they don't do anything about it.
Right. Yeah, I tell you, we are thankful for radio because it's really a second operation. Like, the raids and all of those foreign operations are very tactical in nature and very just bringing justice. This is just as equal of an operation because through radio and through this media, Stu, and Truth Network, we're reaching people that we don't ever want to expose ourselves to, but we're able to talk through radio about these problems and this issue and our work, and we're able to educate them, bring them to awareness, all of that. And why is it important for even an American to hear what's happening around the world? I think one is because we all have children. We all have, you've got a lot of girls. I do too. The average age of entry into the sex trade is 15 years old, but literally one in six are 12 and younger. I mean, we've rescued infants, infants. And in some parts of the world, the average age is about 9 that we encounter. That's just becoming more and more of an issue. And I tell you, parents, where they have to sit down and talk about drugs, they got to sit down and talk about this now. They have to warn their children about the predators in both online and in our world today.
We can't name names. We can't name places. We can't name governmental agencies. But tell me, take us into that brothel somewhere. You guys are fully stocked and armed with all your tac team equipment, and what do you see? It's I can't even imagine it, but what do you see? And then take us all the way through the mess and the warfare and the grime and the battle to the those tender eyes of that precious little girl who is someone's daughter, someone's sister, who might be 8 or 9 or 10 years old. Take us there real quick. What is it, if our listeners could go with you?
Many of our operations are done at night, in the middle of the night, and we're working through foreign assets who are kind of like the FBI of those countries, you know, and that we've taught and trained, and we do a lot of training for them. But if I just use an example, it would be a night operation would be an investigator has intelligence that this particular business or facility, maybe it's a club, a nightclub, maybe it's just a straight brothel, but that they are selling minor children, you know, young girls, you know, 12, 13-year-old girls are being sold out of that place of business. And so, you know, it's 11 o'clock at night. The streets are extremely dark, but they're very crowded in those areas because that's where people congregate and come to. You've got drugs, you've got, you know, alcohol, you've got guns, you have knives, you have some of the worst of this world. And so we, you know, we come into the operation, we get out of the vehicles. We have to show force. I mean, we're wearing body armor and all those things in order to not just protect ourselves, but to notify everyone within distance that, hey, we're here and we're here for a serious matter. You know, let's try not to have an engagement. So as much as possible, it varies, but we move quickly to the part of the building that we know the girls are in, which is typically the back areas and small rooms. And we go into those places. Mm. You know, I can never get the faces out of my head. Both the men in those places, the adult women who also are being abused, honestly, the face of the young girls when we first see them, and then the hatred from the men who try to fight us when we remove the girls. You know, we try to take them out, even with force. You know, men who have paid for that girl or expect to have that girl that night, they're angry. You know, they will fight to the vehicle, all the way back to the vehicle. And I always am amazed by that sinful attitude. But you know, so once we have that girl in our possession, we have to secure her. Our team, it's usually 5 of us and 5 of the foreign assets, and 10 of us secure that package, and we begin to extract her out of the club. We get her to the vehicle. The vehicle is secured. We have to, you know, place her in the vehicle, secure all the vehicles, and load back up. Now, sometimes that can happen in, you know, 90 seconds or less. But if we encounter a situation, whether it's, you know, other problems, we have to sometimes close the whole place down, secure the street. And now we're talking about a very long operation, you know. Because you have in those environments, you have people who are criminals who are hiding.
Yeah.
You know, they're almost your worst nightmare because they may be armed. And when they see, you know, a unit entering the building, they make the assumption that we're there to arrest them. And when that happens, you know, that person's willing to probably die for you know, rather than go back to prison. So those moments are pretty intense. A lot of smoke, a lot of loud music. You know, we've worked over the years to perfect our comms, and I would say today we still struggle because in those environments the music is so loud, you know, it's deafening. So sometimes we have to, you know, turn the music off. But now you're talking about securing an area to turn the music off. You're talking about, you know, the situation can rise in intensity because now everybody's like, what's going on? You know, more so, whereas if we can just rush in, you know, push in like the point of a spear, grab that girl, push our way back out, extract back out, it's almost a safer thing. But, you know, no operation's the same, but the girls' faces are the same.
Yeah. So you get the girl, you've rescued her. A lot of times she's fully doped up. You have to administer some sort of drug or something to get her to get her set up and then, you know, fixed on that. And then there's this car ride, and it may be the first time this little girl has ever had a true hug, a loving hug, a hug that's not an exploiting hug, but a gracious hug.
Yeah. Different parts of the world, we do different things, but we always try to have a local female asset there who can embrace the girl, you know, and calm her fears down, because some of these girls are, you know, excited to be removed from that situation. Some of them are reluctant because the owner of that facility may know her or her family, you know, and they are holding. I mean, I've had 15-year-old girls whose babies were being held in basically ransom that she had to go out and sell herself in order to pay the money to the pimp so then he would release her child that night, you know, to go home. So all types of situations like that. So she is struggling with fears and unknowns. But, you know, that first embrace and then, you know, to make her realize, hey, we're here to work through your problems. Yeah. You know, we've got advocates for you in these countries. We're going to start the process of, you know, bringing you to safety, not just in this moment, but tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. You know, we're going to create a place of security for you.
We'll talk more with Mark for Lantern Rescue. Amazing. What's the website for Lantern Rescue? Is it just the name?
Yeah, lanternrescue.org.
Download his podcast, share with all your friends. We'll come back. We'll talk about the good, the bad, the ugly of so-called ministries or charities that are attempting to help in human trafficking and to help stop it. He's going to bring some important truths and a couple more really cool stories. Stay tuned.
I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillow. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel. And thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors.
What's it like to be a front-line soldier, a believer in Christ, carrying a gun and full body armor, going into a brothel in some foreign country to rescue a little 10-year-old girl who may have had 8 or 10 customers that day, who's being held hostage, who literally is making a lot of money for people? Well, he does this with a team. He loves Jesus. They've got a program like no other program I've ever heard. I get chills every time I hear it. It's called Lantern Rescue. It's their radio broadcast and their podcast. And we call him Mark, and Mark, you're on the front lines. I'm honored just to talk to you. You're one of my heroes. And you speak and you talk about your heroes. Tell everyone about your heroes, these precious ones.
Yeah. I mean, man, the girls that we rescue are heroes number one. And of course, the Lord is the greatest rescuer. Man, he has the one who formulates all the plans, provides all the operational needs, puts everything in place to do what we do. And I mean, it's a lot. And it's a miracle every single time. It's a miracle that operations go the way they do. But these girls are definitely the heroes. I remember one girl, she was 13, and she was on the second story of this facility, and we almost missed her because it's so dark in those environments. Even though we have very bright lights, it's just the number of people sometimes overwhelming, and you're constantly watching your six and watching yourself. So we move as a team, an operational team. But I remember TC and I, you know, either he or I once said, "Hey, we didn't hit that quadrant of that building over there." So we went that direction, and sure enough, there was a 13-year-old girl who was being kind of held behind the band and the music players, and she was sitting down low, and I think they purposely were trying to make act like, hey, we're good over here, but they had her down in there, and she was heavily drugged, you know. Mm-hmm. And in those moments, you know, to bring the girl to some life and get her out the door, you know, when you're needing your hands for defense, you know, or it's difficult, but what a hero that girl is, because literally 2 days later, man, she is smiling. She was excited about the place she was going. And I won't ever forget her face. And, you know, the others are, some of my heroes are definitely the people I work with, especially the foreigners. People sometimes think that in every third world country, everybody's corrupt. And I know largely so. A lot of people are corrupt in the governments. But man, when you find the ones, I get chills now talking about it. When you find the ones who are devoted to their country and the future of their country and tell you and say, you know, my children are the future of this country. Those people, I just marvel at them. They're making, you know, $100 a month, excuse me. You know what I mean? They're making $100 a month. They're risking their lives.
And to help you, they're really risking their lives, aren't they?
They are, you know. And we train them, and we do a lot. They get a lot of special benefits to be part of our, you know, unit. But they are, you know, they're not getting rich. Mm. They're not going home to a house with a swimming pool and nice. I mean, they're going home to maybe that one meal they get that day, you know. They're in an environment where outside of just working with us, they can be shot in the back of the head anytime, you know, and they're not liked. I mean, they're completely disrespected. We think, you know, I mean, I hate to see the way we are treating our police in this world today, but third world countries, you know, they hate their police, you know, and because there is corruption in it. But there is also those who mean well and do well, and they're my heroes as well.
That's awesome. And so it's a $150 billion industry. There's a lot of folks tapping that to raise money that are doing nothing to help these kids, or they're doing things like going to try to buy a kid. When you buy a kid, it's like negotiating with terrorists. You're just feeding the money tree because they're going to find 10 more kids and try to sell those, and they're going to make money off that. Give us a quick buyer beware. Don't have a lot of time yet left in the segment. Give us a quick buyer beware for listeners out there that want to support human trafficking. They want to save those precious little ones and women that are trapped in this thing. But what's some things to look out for when you look at a ministry like Lantern Rescue and other ministries, nonprofits, not even maybe Christian nonprofits, that you want to support to help the human trafficking, to help solve this, to help save kids? What would you look for real quick?
One, I would look for, you know, an operation that has an international foot. And I know a lot of people say, but we're just focused here on the States. But listen, in America, we have got a tremendous number of agencies and resources, you know, and there are some that do need support.
Yep.
And but I look for that group that's not only doing something here, but focusing internationally. And that's why we work traffic routes to the States.
Okay.
You know, we're looking for those foreign traffic routes that are coming to Miami, that are coming to places like that. And we're working with agencies, both American agencies and foreign agencies in those countries.
So a lot of times it starts over there, but it's coming here. America's it's feeding into this whole profit center.
We're the largest consumer of child pornography. It is driving the demand for trafficking, and a lot of that is Americans going to the other countries to molest and abuse girls. The second thing is just beware of organizations that proclaim, you know, we've rescued, you know, 2,000 or 15,000 or 20,000. It's okay to keep a track of numbers. We do too, but if that's the first thing they throw at you, it becomes a number. It's like, wait a minute, it's not a numbers game. I know it's tempting to be that because you think if I'm going to fix the situation, I have to rescue so many girls. But actually fixing the situation is doing what we like to do. Come into a country, work at the highest levels of the government you can, train a unit there, teach them, work with them, risk your life with them so that when you're not there, the work continues.
Very good.
You know?
Yep, I love that.
And so that's the kind of work that needs to be put into place in more countries around the world. And when we do that, we'll see trafficking even decrease in demand for it in this country.
Fantastic. Now, your website, lanternrescue.com, is that it? Or .org, and you're 501c3 nonprofit, so people can make a donation. And someone, you know, sends you a $10,000, $100, a dollar, whatever, to your ministry or even more, where does that money go so our listeners out there know? People are obviously going to call us and say, hey, how do we support this guy? We love what he's doing. Tell us why you need support and how we can help you.
Right. So we have no paid employees. We have highly trained volunteers who go through an assessment process. They're selected. And so your 100% of your money, it goes to rescue. It goes to the operations, you know, that we're working in.
Wonderful. So it's helping support your team, your training, and getting in. And it's really helping get these kids to a safe place, to a Christian home as best you can. And there's nothing like seeing that little girl who was once in bondage, literally sold like an animal, exploited, taken advantage of, molested, mistreated. But then you put her in the arms of a Christian, godly, you know, family or orphanage to raise her in the Lord. I mean, that's got to be so rewarding for you.
It really is. I mean, none of our team, we've always said this a lot, we do not want to go into one hell to rescue a victim and then place her in another hell. And so the difference has to be we take them out of that place of bondage and hell and put her into a place where the gospel is given, you know, and that is freedom. And that's the That's the end game. That's the end result, is that soul is not, the physical body's not just rescued, but the soul is rescued.
Wow, folks, this is titillating. This is like no other radio show or podcast you've ever heard, because these guys actually go in on this radio show. You're calling from the field. I mean, when I heard the demo, I'm like, wait a second, that sounds like that. Like, there's some noise, background noise. Lantern Rescue is an awesome human trafficking ministry to save people from human trafficking, to stop it. LanternRescue.org. And Brother Mark is one of the awesome leaders of this whole thing. He's got a radio show and a podcast. Tell us, take us into one of these podcasts. I mean, this is really organic, and it is moving. Like, it is heart-wrenching to hear.
Like you said, organic, because, you know, we're a group of tactical people. We're not communication majors or trained. But when we first, you know, you came to us and we began to discuss this ministry opportunity and outreach, we had no other way to do it than say, hey, let's do this right now. So I think our first demo was, we were in the vehicle. It's 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock at night. It's pitch dark. We're in another country, and we're headed to a raid. We have intelligence of an operation where there was a 15-year-old girl, and I just pulled the phone out, and I said, hey, guys, ladies, we have to talk here. Let's share with the world what we're, you know, what God is doing right now in this moment. And so we did, and, you know, I think organic's a true word. There's, you know, we got rough edges, and there's things that we're trying to say and describe over radio, but we're excited to try it, because we want to instill in other people that they would look to compassion just like Jesus had for others, and that they would pay that forward. That they, you know, through compassion, they would say, look what this unit is doing, and what can compassion lead me to do today?
Yeah, that's awesome. So you can take a front row seat through this radio program, broadcast, podcast, lanternrescue.com. It's all there, and we have it at truthnetwork.com, and so many other stations are going to carry this. We're so excited. Additionally, you can join them with a front row seat of praying for the ministry and giving financially to this ministry. If you want to do something about human trafficking, these guys are on the front line. Brother Mark and his team, amazing, amazing folks, rescuing these precious little ones, okay? And so go to lanternrescue.org for that. And quickly tell me in the final 20 seconds how we can pray for you.
Pray for our team. And by name, we are Mark, Alan, TC, and Ren, and of course we have others, but behind the scenes, but do pray for our team there, and then pray that God leads us into the operation that, one, he opens the doors. We need him to open certain doors for us always, and that it leads us into the operation that takes us to that girl he wants rescued.
Awesome. Lantern Rescue, lighting the way to freedom. Pray for these guys. Go to their website. Support them financially. Pray for them. And listen, download their podcast, and listen to their broadcast. Learn all about it at lanternrescue.com.